Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe DeCameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP, and there's a lot we love about football season. The primary thing is we get to see the Eagles play. But another thing is we get to bring out some of our friends and our guests that join us during the football season on a weekly basis. And one of them is Mike Quick. He obviously was a phenomenal wide receiver, gives us great insight on the wide receiver position, but also, of course, great announcer here on WIP Eagles games for years. And now joining us, as he did last year, every single Tuesday for the football season, which we hope will go into the playoffs this year. They got a shot. And for more perspective on the Eagles, of course, John, as you know, Mike will be joining us every Tuesday at this time.
Mike Quick, sponsored by the Park Sportsbook app. New customers get a free $50 sports bet. No deposit required. Visit parkscasino.com/PA. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, Mike, I'm still trying to work on John having that microphone on and ready to go, as a trained professional should know at this point. I mean, what in the world, Mike, am I to do with this guy?
It's early yet.
We'll say this
Joe
is like,
acts the, like he's never done
this
that.
This is like the Eagles having seven penalties on the offensive line. We'll overcome it. It's okay. All right, Mike, how you doing, man? We're really excited to have you back for another season.
Hey, man, it's good to be with you guys, and I'm doing fantastic. Football season is here. That's always a fun time.
All right, Mike, and I think the audience knows this. We focus a lot on the receivers with you, but let's start with the quarterback. Is Jalen Hurts a better quarterback than you thought before Sunday?
In a word, yes. So I, like everyone, you want to see the accuracy of your quarterback. You want to see that your quarterback can operate from the pocket and all of these things that we're used to seeing. But the guy played fantastic. His decision-making was completely on point throughout the day. You know, the time that he chose to run the ball as opposed to throwing it or giving it to the running back in the RPO game. And having, you know, I think it really starts with Nick Sirianni. And, you know, he talked about this in the preseason, trying to give his players what fits them best. Mm-hmm. And I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he really did. He put his players, you know, a guy like Jalen Hurts, you want him to be a threat as a runner. You want him to have the ability to scare defenses. The fact that he can run the ball, you want him, give him these options that he grew up doing throughout his college days. So, I mean, there's a lot there that Nick has taken advantage of, and that causes problems for defenses.
Mm-hmm. It was great to see. Very encouraging. How good was Devontae Smith?
Really good. I mean, really good. And I'll go from the stat line and just look at what he did as a perimeter blocker.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic. You know, the guy's only 170 pounds.
Yeah.
But he understands that I can shield a guy off. That's really all I have to do. I don't have to pancake people, knock anybody over, but I can get in their path and keep them from getting to the ball carrier just enough, a split second, and it's going to free my ball carrier. And yeah. I thought all of these guys did a really good job on the perimeter as blockers. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, he's not on the stat sheet, but John, Joe, I thought he played great because that's what he did. He had some key blocks, especially early in the game, those first two drives, that were the difference in the play.
Wow. Yeah, all the wide receivers, I agree with you. They were all playing inspired as blockers, which is, you know, pretty rare in today's NFL, to have a whole core group of guys going out there and you know, not having missed assignments when it's their turn to block people.
And Mike, it's going to be a huge part of this team this year because they're obviously going to try to get out on the perimeter with the speed of the young wide receivers. And I would imagine Sirianni, the wide receiver coach, has told them, like, listen, guys, you guys got to work together. I mean, sometimes, Quez, the ball is going to come to you and they're going to block for you. Sometimes, Devontae, the ball is going to go for you and they got to block for you. Like, you guys got to all work together because if they don't block out there, Mike, those plays are going to get blown up and first and 10 is going to become second and 12. It just is.
Yeah. Those plays go nowhere if you don't have good perimeter blocking. And I don't think it's just a thread with the wide receivers that you guys have to work together. I think it goes throughout the entire offense and then throughout the entire defense. I'm really impressed with the coaching and the way these guys have taken to this young coaching staff and mm-hmm. played in that football game. It's only one. It's our first real sample of what they can do, but it's a really good sample.
Mike, how football smart is Jalen Reagor? And I ask that, you know, there's a play, I'm thinking back to the two-minute drive at the end of the first half where, you know, could have gotten out of bounds. He just caught a ball and went down. It feels like they have to manufacture openness for him where, you know, other guys, Devontae Smith is getting open. I feel like with Jalen, they have to plan it for him. And I'm just wondering why that is. Is it football smarts that are a problem?
Oh, I think Mike's phone just zapped out.
Oh, no.
Okay, we got you, Mike. We got you now. Go ahead.
No, he has a lot of talent, but some of us just grow differently in this league. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at what he did as a returner last year and the opportunities that he had, and then what he did on Sunday, this is a complete difference. And I think he's grown as a returner. Hopefully that continues. Mm-hmm. But I think in the area of playing wide receiver, there are times when you have to work the offense and have the system help him to get open. But then there are times, and he's the guy that you want to get the ball in his hands early around the line of scrimmage on those quick plays on the jet sweeps and motions and that sort of stuff. But there's growing to do for him. Sure.
Why did Quez Watkins sort of huge start to the game and then disappeared for the rest after the first three plays?
That's a good one. And I don't have an answer for that one. But I know this, Quez Watkins is going to be a big part of this offense because he can just flat out get it. You know, those two wide receivers, Devontae and Quez, I'm just expecting huge years from both these guys. And especially when you get teams that choose to play man coverage on the outside.
Mike, when a guy like Devontae Smith joins the Eagles, do you make a point to try to spend time with him privately and say, you know, did someone set Devontae Smith up with you and say, hey, listen, let me tell you about this guy, Mike Quick. He was phenomenal, and you can learn a lot from him. Do you spend time with a guy like Devontae Smith?
So, yeah, that's happened a lot over the years with spending time with especially wide receivers.
Yep.
But it's, you know, we're in this COVID crisis still, kind of.
Yep.
So you're limited. I'm limited in the amount of time that I can spend over at the complex and with any of these guys because of the situation that this country is in and that the world is in. Over the years, I've always tried to spend time with certain guys, and many times is at the request of the team that I spend time with certain guys to try and help them along their process.
Makes sense. Mike, let's talk about the defense. John and I seem to look at it a little different from Sunday. I was, you know, pretty darn impressed. John thinks the defense was more benefiting from Atlanta getting away from running the ball. Let's start with this. Are you worried about the Eagles' ability to stop the run, or do you think it's in part a bend but don't break strategy that was effectively utilized?
I think it's in part a bend but don't break type of strategy. Am I worried about it? I'm not really worried. There are concerns about how they grow and start to get better in their run fits and, you know, especially linebackers coming up and making sure that they're in the right gaps to stop the run. But I almost look at that game as, you know, when I look at all the mistakes and all the penalties, it's almost a spillover from the preseason or lack of preseason that we're going to have some of those things in these early games. And, you know, by the second, third game, and certainly the fourth game, this thing should be polished up pretty clearly. And we should understand what we have as a football team.
Yeah. It was hard for me to see from the TV copy exactly everything that Jonathan Gannon was doing at the second level coverage-wise. How different is Gannon's approach to coverage than what we're accustomed to with Jim Schwartz?
I think so. To me, it's hard to play man coverage in the National Football League and be successful. Mm. I don't think against the athletes that teams are playing against at wide receiver, tight end, you can play man coverage – a lot of man coverage and have success. And that was one, in my mind, that was one of the main problems in past years with Jim Schwartz's defense. He left those guys out there in man coverage too much. I don't think we're going to see that in JG's defense. I think you're going to see a lot more zone, a lot of they started a game, and probably the first six or seven snaps on defense, they were in a two-deep zone. As the Falcons got closer to the goal line, you started to see the safety come down a little bit more. They started to play that odd front a little bit more. But I think we're going to see a lot more zone coverage and trying to force errors rather than allowing opportunities over top of the defense.
Got it. That's okay. Good to hear. These guys are giving me a hard time for saying I need to see more from Fletcher Cox. I was surprised to see that, you know, no stats for the game. How well did he play? Did he play better than zero tackles, zero sacks, zeros across the board would suggest?
Oh, yeah. He played better than that. But you do want to see stats from Fletcher. You do want to see tackles. You do want to see – I mean, there were hurries and pressure, but you do want to see that Fletcher not only had those where he's able to help other guys to help their stat line, but you want to see him on the stat line as well. But I thought he played well, just like J.J., and I mentioned him earlier. J.J. doesn't have anything on the stat line, I don't think, but he played really well, and I would say the same for Fletcher.
Mike, let's wrap it with the next game. Eagles 49ers here at the Link. Your expectations for what's ahead for the Birds in this game?
Doesn't get easier.
Well, it definitely gets harder. But is it that hard? I mean, San Fran 2 years ago Super Bowl, last year 6-10. What are they? What kind of challenge for the Eagles?
I think they're a really good football team. I like their defense. I like their Kyle Shanahan is a really good play caller. He's got talented guys around him. Raheem Mostert, the kid that was here briefly, their leading running back, he's out. But last week they found, or on Sunday, they found this guy, Elijah Mitchell, this kid out of Louisiana College. I don't think I've ever even heard of Louisiana College. But he rushed for over 100 yards last week. And, of course, they've got some talented wide receivers and Deebo Samuel and the kid out that played for Herm Edwards out at Arizona. What's his name?
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah. And one of the best tight ends in all of football. So there's a big challenge, especially for this defense. But I do believe the offense will score points against them. It's just a matter of how well this defense will be able to slow down Jimmy G and the offense of the 49ers.
Mike, great stuff, man. Enjoy it. The crowd should be rocking on Sunday. We're looking forward to hearing you and Merrill, and of course, a little bit less so, but Howard on the sidelines. Looking forward to it, Mike. Stay well, man. 1-0. Keep it rolling.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good one.
All right, there he is, Mike Quick. Of course, every Sunday, Eagles games here on WIP. 215-592-9494. Coming up, more phone calls. Also at 11:30, John takes us inside the game, the X's and O's, something that stood out to him from Sunday's matchup. We'll hit that. We'll rock all the calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.